Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning the sugya of Hamotzi Mechaber of Araya. The shir should be Yitzchot for Fu Shleimer, for Chayim Mir Amin, the Batschan Vagolda, and Sarah Leah Batschan Ayenta, and Lili Nishmas Avram Alexander Zusha, Ben Rav Yosef, and Aaron Ben Yaakov Shachne. This is based on shir given this past few Shabbos ago, Parshas Devarim, and Har Nof by Rav Ozer Shlita, as recorded by Ruben Arza. It says in the pasuk Vatzav es Shoftechem Beisa Hileimor Shmoa Ben Achechem Ushvatem Tzedek Ben Yishu Ben Ochiv. It says in the Torah when Gero, then Parshas Devarim, that I will command your judges at that time. I commanded your judges at that time, saying, "Listen between your brothers and judge righteously between man and between his brother." Etc. The Sifri says, "Ushvatetem tzedek, you should judge righteously. Sadik v'tzidko v'toveh mimenu rayis." That's the gears of the Netziv. And in the Medrash Hagadol, the Yalkut, and numerous other kisvei yad, our gears says, "Sadik v'tzidko toveh umevi rayis." However, the gears of the Netziv and many others is "Sadik v'tzidko." Vitoveya mevi rayos. That's the gears that we're going to be discussing. The Netziv says the pshat is that the nitba, in other words, the muhzok is tzadik b'tzidko. He's becheskas tzadik b'dino. The muhzok is the one who is assumed to be correct. And then the toveya has to bring rayos. The one who is making the claim, who's trying to get something out of him, has to bring rayos. In other words, the motzi mechavero, the one who's trying to get something, has to bring rayos. The muhzak gets to keep it. And the motzi mechavero, all of a raya. That's the way the Netziv learns this sifri. That the sifri is telling us, sadik b'tzidko b'toveh mevi rayos, that a motzi mechavero, all of her raya. And the Gemara in Bava Kama, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani learns this from a pasuk, minayin la motzi mechavero of a raya. Whoever is the Baal Dvarim, whoever is the problem, whoever wants to get something, should bring his raya to the judges and get what he needs to get. So here he learns from Shmuel Bar Nachman, he learns in the pasuk that Hamotzi Mechavero, a different pasuk, that Hamotzi Mechavero, all of a raya. Comes from Ashi, and he says, "What are you talking about? Why do I need a pasuk to teach you Hamotzi Mechavero, all of a raya? It's a svara, and the svara is that if somebody has the koyv lekeiv, ozi lebei as yizukmar babakam and vavam beis, that if something hurts somebody, so he's the one who goes to the doctor and he uses the pasuk for something else. So we see here that we have a machlokas in the Gemara. Do you need a pasuk for botzmer chavel v'raya, or is it a svar? Something hurts you, you want something, go to the doctor. If you want your money and the other person is holding the money you think rightfully belongs to you, go to the judges. The koyv lekeiv ozi lebei as yizukmar." So Rav Ashi says a pasuk isn't necessary. It's svar yishara that amotzi mechaver all of a raya. If that's the case, we have a kasha now in the sifri. The sifri has a pasuk for amotzi mechaver all of a raya. So nochamo, we have Rav Ashi's kasha. Why do I need a pasuk when we can learn it from svara that if you have a problem, you go to the doctor. If something hurts, go to the doctor. Amotzi mechaver, if something has something that you belongs to you, all of a raya, you have to bring the rayas. You have to go to the judges and prove that it's yours. So why does the sifri need the drasha from the pasuk of Ushvatem tzedek, tzadik b'tzidko b'taveh mevi rayos, if we have a svara like the Gemara in Bava Kama says? So the answer is based on what the Pnei Yoshua says in Bava Kama there, and in Gittin on Memches Amid Beis, to explain Rashi and Gittin on Memches Amid Beis, who writes Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya, Doiraisa Hi Bebava Kama, Mibal Dvarim Yigash Eileim, Yagish Raya Eileim. So Rashi says that it's Doiraisa and Bava Kama, that we have a pasuk, Mibal Dvarim Yigash Eileim, Yagish Raya Eileim, that if you have a problem, so you have to bring the Raya to the judges. You're the Baal Dvarim, who's the Toveya, and you want to get something, so you bring a Raya. Frek the Pnei Yoshua, why does Rashi say that we need a pasuk to teach us Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya? L'maskonas ha-gemara, we don't need a pasuk. We learn it out from the Kaivlai Kevazu Lebeyasya. We learn it from Svara. So why does Rashi say you need a pasuk? L'maskonas ha-gemara, you don't need a pasuk. And the Pnei Oshu answer, that's Pnei Oshu's Kasha and Rashi. Why does Rashi say you need a pasuk? L'maskonas ha-gemara, you don't need a pasuk. We have a Svara. So the Pnei Oshu answers that Rav Ashi, who says you don't need a pasuk, is holding like Rav in Baba Basra, Sadi Bezam and Aleph, elsewhere, that holchim imam on achara rov, that in dine imamin is, you don't go after the rov. And according to this, the only time we can say hamoitze mechaver olive raya is if you have a suffix shakel, if it's 50-50. But if you have a rov, so this is all according to Rav, that holchim imam on achara rov. You do go b'mam and achar rov. Did I say you didn't go b'mam and achar rov, but you do go b'mam and achar rov? I don't remember. But this is all according to Rav that says, holchim b'mam and achar rov. That you do go in dinei mamonis after the rov. And according to this, you only say, hamotzi mechaver olav raya, if it's a suffix shakel. If it's 50-50 suffix, then hamotzi mechaver olav raya, then you have to bring rayas. But if you have a rov on your side, that's good enough to be motzi mamon. And therefore, you don't need a pasuk to teach you hamotzim erchaver alvaraya if you have a rove against you. Because the rove, if you have a rove on your side, because the rove is enough to be motzi mamon. That's all shitas rav. That holcha mamon achar rove. And therefore, you only need to bring rayas of hamotzim erchaver alvaraya if it's a suffix shakel, if it's 50-50. But if you have a rove, you don't have to bring rayas. And therefore, you don't need a pasuk at all. If it's a suffik ashakul, bring a raya. If you have a rov on your side, no raya necessary. Mashen kenos, we hold like Shmuel, that ain holchem imamen achar rov. You don't, in dine imamen, follow the rov. And therefore, you need a pasuk that even if the rov is helping the misayeya to be motzi, the mamon, even if the rov is misayeya, even if the rov is helping you be motzi mamon, rov is going to help the toveya take out the mamon. He can't take it out. He can't take it away from him without edim. Because from the svar of mandakai v'lekeiva, if something hurts you, you go to the doctor. So that, we wouldn't have known this. We would have assumed that if it's 50-50, you have to bring rayas. But if you have a rov, no raya is necessary, because you have a rove. So for that, you need the pasuk to teach you that even if there is a rove on the side of the motzi, that is not enough. The rove itself doesn't help, because we say, lo holchim imamen achar rove. So kamash v'lan the pasuk. That if you have a problem, go to the Beis Din. So without the svara itself just tells me that it's 50-50. But if you're in the realm of the svara of Man Dekai V'Lei Ke'eva, remember this is all the Shitas Rav. If you're in the svara of Man Dekai V'Lei Ke'eva, so if you have a rove, then you don't need the svara anymore. The rove is going to get you the money. You don't have to bring rayas. Only if it's 50-50 you have to bring rayas. Or if there's more against you, you have to bring rayas. But if it's a rove on your side, you don't have to bring rayas. You just get the money. So kamash on the pasuk that even if you have a rove on your side, you still have to bring rayas. Hamotzi mechaveiro olav haraya. That's answer number one. And then Rabbi Pnei Yoshua gives a similar answer. That Ravashi holds, Ravashi says the svara holds, bari v'shem bari adif, is enough to be motzi mim from the muchzak. That if you have two people, one is bari, one is shema, the bari wins, and that's motzi mim muchzak, and you don't have to bring rayas anymore. We only say I'm motzi mechavel v'raya if they're both bari, if they're both shema. So that's all in the realm of Rav Ashi. So according to Rav Ashi, if you have a bari adif, you do not have to bring a raya. But we paskin that bari isn't adif to be motzi from the muchzak. And therefore, you need a pasuk to tell you that even in such an instance, you're not motzi without a raya. So that's why Rashi brought a pasuk, because Rashi is going aliba de hilchitza that ain holchim b'mamon acharov ubari v'shem ubari blav bari adif. So again, we had a kasha tayri yidin. Our kasha was, why do we need a pasuk for amotzi mechavel for raya to svar? That was our kasha on Rashi. In Meseches Pnei Yeshua's Kasha and Rashi, in Meseches Bava Kama, why need a pasuk for a motzi mechavel v'raya? It's a svara. So the answer is that you, the Gemara is all in the realm of Rav Ashi, who holds that a motzi mechavel v'raya is when it's 50-50. Then you have to bring raya to get it from the other person. But if you have a rov on your side and you're the motzi, you don't have to bring raya. Or alternatively, the pasuk is only the svara. So comes the pasuk and tells you that even if you have a rov on your side, you still have to bring rayas. Because according to Rav Ashi, if you have a rov on your side, you don't have to bring rayas. Because he's holding, like Rav, that hocham mamon achar rov. So kamashulam the pasuk, no. That even if you have a rov, you still say amotzi mechavel v'raya. Or alternatively, if the Gemara of Ashi is talking about, he's holding the halacha, that Bari V'Shem Bari Adav is even Motzi Mechaveiro from the Muchzuk. And the Mela, if, when do you say the Svara of a Motzi Mechavel V'Raya? If you're both Bari or if you're both Shem, you're both certain or you're both uncertain as to what the circumstances were. But if you're certain and he's not certain and you're the Motzi, that's enough to be that's enough to take away from him, from the Muchzuk. So come Hashem on the Pasuk then, no. That even if you're Bari and he's Shema, we still say Hamotzi Mechaveiro all of Araya. So two similar terutzim. Both terutzim are that we need a pasuk to tell you, even an instance where Abashi would say we don't say Hamotzi Mechaveiro of Araya, i.e. if the Motzi has a robe on his side or a bari on his side against the other person is only a Shema. According to Rav Ashi, robe and bari are enough to be Motzi. You don't need to bring rayas. So Kamashulam the pasuk said no. That even if you have a robe on your side, even if you're Bari and he's Shema, we still say, Amotzi Mechaveiro Olav Araya. So you're right, you do have a Svara. The Svara where it's a suffix shuckle, or you're both Bari or both Shema. However, the Pasuk is coming to tell you in Ad Chiddush, that even if you have a robe, even if you're the Bari, you still need to bring Rayas to be Motzi Mechaveiro. So that is the Pnei Yoshua's Teretz. Ukimokain, very similarly, we can be Miyashiv, the Drasha of the Sifri. Why do we need a pasuk for Amotzi Mechaveiro V'Raya? Because we're not Olchem Mamon Acharov. Or because Bari V'Shem Alav Bari Adif, that it's not enough to be Motzi Mehamuchzok. And therefore you need a pasuk that even in such an instance, even if you have a rov, and even if you are the Bari and he's the Shema, you still need to bring Rayas to be Motzi from him. L'choira, l'fizeh, it would be enough then that you have a pasuk, and then you don't need the svara of Rav Ashi at all. If a pasuk tells you that even if he has a robe, you still need to bring rayas, and even if you're Bari and he's Shema, you still have to bring rayas to be motzi from him, then you don't need the svara of Rav Ashi anymore. So it would seem that it's really not true. That even according to the halacha that you need a pasuk for the rove or for bari against Shema, there's still instances where it is not shayach, the pasuk, and we still need the svara of amotzi mechaveiro all of a raya. So that's what we're going to find out now, where one is shayach and one is not shayach. Where? An instance where, or instances where, the din of the pasuk is not relevant, and you still need to come out to the svara of Rav Ashi, because l'choira the svara of Rav Ashi doesn't apply anymore. Because once we have a pasuk to tell you, even if you have a robe on your side, even if you have a bari on your side, you still need to bring rayas. Certainly when you don't have a robe on your side, when it's a suffix shakel, certainly when you don't have a bari on your side, you have to bring rayas. So once we have that, certainly once we have that kal v'chomer, then what do you need the svara of Rav Ashi anymore? Because Rav Ashi is talking about where you don't have a bari on your side. Rav Ashi is talking about where you don't have a robe. You have to bring rayas. But if you have to bring rayas where you do have a robe, where you do have a bari, where you have a pasuk, for us, the lechor, then you don't need Rav Ashi anymore. Rav Ashi is not a kashan Rav Ashi. Rashi holds that Holchem Maman Achar Rov, Tak, if you have a Rov, then you don't need to bring Rayas. Taki Dugas to the bar. But the Pasuk, but Lididan, that we paskin that Ein Holchem Maman Achar Rov, that Bar Vishem Alav Lo Yadif Lo Tzimim Buchsuk, so we need the Pasuk. But once you need the Pasuk, once you need to come onto the Pasuk, then you don't need Ravashi Svar anymore. Once you have the Pasuk, that even if there's a Bari on your side, even if you have a robe, you still have to ring rise. Certainly if it's a Shafik Shekel, if you don't have a Bari, you have to ring rise. But yeah, we're going to still try to find an instance where the Din of the Pasuk isn't Shayach, and you still need to come onto the Svara of Ravashi that's going to tell you that Amotim Echavel of a Rai. And the Yesod is in what the Ramban writes in the famous Sugim Bab Metziah of Tukfa Koin, Bab Metziah Daf Vav, that the Rishonim ask, according to what we conclude, that b'safek mamon ein mo'ila tvisa meha muchzak, that there's a case of safek mamon and somebody's muchzak b'mamon, even though we have a safek, you're not allowed to be tofes, tvisa doesn't work. That's how Rov Rishonim hold, not like the Rambam, who holds that takfa kohen ein motzin also miyada, that the tvisa of the coin does work from the muchzak b'safek b'chor. But we hold that tefisa is not muchzak b'safek mamon. So the Gemara in Ksubas and Afchof Amar Aleph and Rashi there say that shtar, that two edim say is a kosher shtar, and two edim say is a pasul shtar, you don't collect with it, but you also don't rip it up. That if the Baal HaShtar collects something with this, by dint, with the koach of this shtar, you don't take away what he collected, what he grabbed, what he was tofes. So we see from here that tfisa min hamuchzak helps mokum safek. It's mahanim. Why? Because we see that even though it's a safek, because you have two people saying the shtar is good, two people saying the shtar isn't good, if nikoyach the shtar, he's tofes, you don't take away from him what he is tofes. So you see that tfisa works. You're allowed to be tofes from the muchzak min mokum safek. Here it's a suffix, it's a good shtar, and yet tfisa still works. So the chayr, it's a steer between the Gemara Ksubas and the Gemara Bava Metzia. The Gemara Bava Metzia says, maskana, that if it's suffix mamon, you can't be tofis from the muchzak. And the Gemara Ksubas says, that if it's suffix mamon, you may be tofis from the muchzak. For Kasha, and for the Ramban, that normally tfisa and a muchzak doesn't work, but betray utray, two against two, you can't do tefisa from the muchzak. Explains Reb Shlomo Hyman in his Chiddushim Teksubas Daf Ches that we find a chiluk like this, to be mechalik between other svekas and a svek of trey utray with respect to a chazaka kemaisa b'chol ha'tayr. In other words, the yisod of the teretz of the Ramban is he's mechalik between other svekas where tefisa doesn't help, and a suffix of trey or trey, two against two, where there tefisa does help. We find this with respect, where you can be tofis, with respect to a chazaka kemaisa b'chol ha'tor. Because we say in Ksubas and Avchav Beis Amid Beis, that two edim say, meis baila. Two edim say, lo meis baila. Two edim say that Rachel's husband died. Other two edim say Rachel's husband didn't die. She's not allowed to get remarried. But if she gets remarried, lo say she doesn't have to leave her second husband. And frek the Gemara, let's see. Treyu treininu, abala abashim talikoi. What are you talking about? There's two against two. Somebody has bia with her, so he has to bring an ashim talui. He has to bring a carbon. He might have been bia with an ashes ish. And for the Gemara Merv Sheshes, kagon shenisis leil echad meideu blomeres barili shemes. We're talking about an instance where she married one of her Eidim, and she said, Bari li shemes. She married one of the Eidim who said that her husband's dead, and she said, it's clear to me that my husband died. I know for a fact that my husband died, and memela, it's so, in such an instance, imnises lo seitze. She already got married, she doesn't have to leave him. So we have to understand this Gemara, because at the end of the day, we have a suffix whether or not she's married. And in the case of suffix, she has a cheskas eishes ish. Kol panel leman de'omer and yivam islam and aleph, that's trey is a svek of the Rabbana. So we have to be mamid her based on the Gemara Yevamos. Becheskas eish es ish. So what's the bari going to help? Wherever you have a chazaka, the chazaka is machriya the safek. And since here she has a cheskas eish es ish, we don't know it's two against two whether or not her husband died. So she goes back to original cheskas eish es ish. And Beis Din should force her to leave her husband to lafrushim eisura. So what's pshat in the Gemara that if she married a man, even if she says, I know that my husband's dead, and this is one of the Eidim who says he's dead, so everybody's gishmak, everybody's chal, everybody's smooth, everyone's kabbalistic. But at the end of the day, she still has a cheskas eish es ish. So how do you allow her to remain married to this new man? She is a chazaka being married to the first man, and we have trey with trey. We have two against two, so we don't know what to do. So you go back to her cheskas eish es ish. She can't be married to this new guy, so Beis Din should force her to separate from her husband. Says Reb Shlomo Hyman, and also the Chenda Shlomo and Ksubis, and the Chedushi Arim, and Reb Ochan and the Koivet Shirim and Chedek Beisim and Beis. So we have some very, very major hitters, the 3, 4, 5 hitters in the lineup, if you will. Now we have to distinguish between two Gedarim of Chazaka Kamaisa. Two Gedarim of this Chazaka Kamaisa, talking here about a Chazaka, whether she's married to this guy, the first guy. So we have two different instances. There's a chazaka hamawil hachwiya sasafek b'tores vadai. Sometimes the chazaka is machwiya the safek b'tores vadai. That is definitely machwiya the safek. That the Torah says adin hanhaga b'svekis to be mamid the matter al cheskaso arishoina kilu vadai came as if it's a vadai. Like we learn from the bais hamenuga, the bais with teras and chulun dafyud. Sometimes Torah says to go with the first, with the original chazaka, as if it's a dover vadai. And sometimes the chazaka is not machriya the safek kiv vadai, because it's a safek gamur. And we say sheva al taisa, don't do anything, since we don't have yecholas hachroa, we can't decide. So we say leave it with it as it was originally. Therefore, we say the following, that if it's a case of regular sfeikis, so then the chazaka is machriya b'toras vadai. So if you have normally a suffik, you go back with, you go along with the chazaka b'toras vadai, that it's definitely the way it originally was, chazaka k'maisa. But betray you, Trey, since the two Edim are before us, you can't say hanhogas vadai against the Edim. You have two Edim saying, no, it changed. The chazaka changed. You can't go with Torah Svadai anymore. So therefore, what do? We say, keep it as it is, but the Torah is suffering. We don't know. So just stay with what was. And we should also note that even according to the other side, that you go with Torah Svadai, it's not Vadai that we know intellectually that Vadai is like that. It's not a Beruah HaChorah Sechlit. That's something mathematical, intellectual, that you can prove it's like that just because it originally was like that. No, it's a din anhaga. But the gather of this anhaga is to be no egg, but din together vadai. That vadai, the matzav hakodem, the earlier situation, continued. Akopan, we see a chiluk here between how you know a mekreshel suffik. Do you say in the instance of suffik, vadai, stay with the chazaka b'vadai, that's our anhaga, b'toras vadai, or b'toras suffik. So if it's a regular suffik, you go b'toras vadai, you go with the chazaka. But if it's shrei u'shrei, at the end of the day, your knowing like it originally was, you stay with the original chazaka k'maisa. But Torah Safik. So therefore, if they come and they ask us, what do we say? If they come and they ask us, what do we say? We say, don't get married. Because self, we have a Safik. And we want to leave her in her earlier chazaka because of the suffix. But if she doesn't have a suffix, she knows her husband's dead. And the person who married her also claims that he knows that her husband's dead. So Beis Din doesn't force them to separate. Because Beis Din doesn't know the din. They're mesupik. And therefore there's no din kfiya. Klabe, the person is not mesupik. So you have it, sweetest friends. You have the chiluk. Tzvi Moshe, Yitzchak Tzvi. Dov Mordechai. Rav Moshe Gavriel. Tayer Feinlich. If it's a case of trey u'trey, so now we're knowing the chazaka midin safek. So Memela, Yaakov Dov, you're with me. Open your eyes, Rabbi Yaakov Dov. I know you're closing your eyes because you're thinking deeply, Rabbi Yaakov Dov. You love Hashem. You love Hashem. You think deeply. In any event, if it's a trey u'trey, so we go along with the safek. We go along with the chazaka midin safek. But not midin vada. Only if it's a regular suffix, it's midin vada. Then we go along with the suffix on August vada. But if it's trey u'trey, it's midin suffix that we go along with the chazok. The male, if she's sure that he's dead, and the person who married her is sure that he's dead, and we have trey u'trey, we have two people who are saying that she's dead against the two who are saying he's still alive, that her husband's dead against the two who are saying he's still alive. So therefore, there the basin doesn't get involved because the basin himself isn't sure, and they say they are sure. That solves our earlier problem. Of the Ramban. Remember the Ramban asked. That we have a maskana that suffik mamon, you can't do tfisa. And yet we see that if you have a shtar, mikoch, that shtar, that's trey of trey, whether it's kosher or puzzle, you can do tfisa. It's very simple. That if you say you know the money is yours, so based on this shtar that we're misubic about, you could be Tofei's mamon because you have two people saying it's a kosher shtar. And normally, if you don't have trey u'trey, then you can't be Tofei's. Because then we're knowing hanogas vadai, and therefore you can't go against that hanogas vadai of a chazak a kemaisa. Like in the sugi of Tadfo Kohen. A bear, suffik mamon, ain't mo'ila tfisa man muhtik. Because there it's a regular strong suffik. And in a strong suffik, where it's not trey u'trey. If it's not trey u'trey, then we have anhogas vadai. That we go along with the chazaka. But if you have trey and trey, it's anhogas suffik to go along with the chazaka and memela. If you're sure, this woman's sure, she may get married, and if you have two people saying that this shtar is a kosher shtar, you could be tofes mikoch this shtar. So that's one instance where we follow where we find this gather these two gedarim of chazaka kemaisa, midin vada and midin safek. Noch an instance, another chiluk between these two gedarim, klapei the din of cheskas ein mahanya lebas. That a woman who is nev'eles, and there's a suffix in the kashrus of the boil, so we keep the woman with her cheskas kashrus l'kahuna, and her chazaka even works, klape, the daughter that was born to her from this bia, even though the bas doesn't have a chazaka meikara, because the suffix started from the time she was born, yet you give the mother's cheskas kashrus to the daughter, and you assume that just like we assume about the mother, that she was nev'eles to an adam kosher, so too the daughter came from a union where the father was an adam kosher. Even though the mother has a chazaka and the daughter doesn't have a chazaka, since the chazaka of the mother helps for the daughter, subas yud gimel. And this din has a number of explanations, as the Shemaitza talks about in numerous places. Shmaitza Beis Perak Yutet, Shmaitza Dala Perak Dala. I can refer you to my shiurim on the Shmaitza to see after the Shmaya. I don't know if I covered those prakim, but I refer you to those shiurim anyway. In any event, this din has a number of explanations, and one of them is because of Achoras Ksasa was Ksasa. In other words, since Mikoyach Din Chazaka were Machriya that the mother's Ksheira, so we're Machriya, we decide to be Noeg as if we know that the boil is Kasher. And since we pass in that the boil is kosher, Memela, the daughter is also kosher. And the aforementioned Achronim say that we only say this in a suffix stam if we don't know the boil is. But if we have a suffix trey about the nature of the boil, even though you're mamid the mother and her chazaka, but the bas is psula l'kahuna. Based on this, he saw they answered a shver Rashi in Kedushin, the mice of Yana, and Dav Samach Vav. So you see the same svara. That if it's trey utrey, we're not knowing the mother, achras vadai, that we know that she was nevelas to a kasha. Because we have two Aden who were made that she was nevelas to a pasul. So because of the suffix, we keep her in her original state of being ksheira. But that's only shaykh kapay the mother. But kapay the daughter, who doesn't have an earlier matzav of kashrus, the daughter is now besuffik psul. So if we don't have trey utrey about the boil, then we say vadai, the mother is nevelas to a kasher and the daughter is ksheira. But if you have trey utrey about the nature of the boil, two against two pasul kasher, so mele kapay the mother, so we still have a suffix, so keep her as a ksheira. But kapay the daughter, that's a much weaker trey utrey. That really weakens the suffix a lot. It really, because you at mamish have trey to say that it's that there's a psul involved. So if you have a chazaka, so stick with your chazaka man. You're a chazaka that you have kashkas of kashers. But the daughter who doesn't have a cheskas kashers, she is now going to be suffix. The daughter is going to be suffix psula. If we don't know about the nature of the boil, so we do achras vadai. Give the mother a cheskas vadai of being sheir, and the male the daughter has a cheskas kashers. But if it's two against two about the boel, then the mother has anhag of suffix. We leave it as it is, and therefore she's ksheira. But that's not strong enough to carry over the daughter and make the daughter ksheira. So memela we have the nachan instance, another instance where we have this yisod of a difference between a suffix of trey utrey and a regular suffix. And Rav Shlomo Hyman was mechadish that just like in chazaka kamais and yisurim we have two gedarim of anhaga. Hanhaga of hachras vadai, and in hanhaga of hachras safek that it's a safek. We just go along with the chazak, but we go along with the chazak and we safek, not going along with the chazak and we didn't vada. So too in muchzik b'mamon there are two gedarim. Safek mamon, ba'ofen haragil in a regular case. There's a din. We go vadai that the mamon belongs to the muchzik, and that's why the Ramban says that tfisa doesn't help me in a muhzuk, because it's achras vadai that it belongs to the muhzuk. Again, it's not a beir sikhli, it's anaga, but it's anaga, it's vadai. However, this treyu trey, so there's no anaga, it's vadai. You just leave it in the hands of the person who it originally belongs to, because we don't know. But if you have treyu trey, if you have two people, for example, saying that the shtar is kosher, and then the person grabs the money away from the person holding on to the money, you say, listen, we were insured in the first place, and you were insured, and you grabbed the money, so maybe you get to keep the money. Because that's only a hachras safek. Not a hachras vada, it's a hachras safek. Leave the situation as it is. So, zachinu lefi zeh, says Rav Shlomo Hyman, zechat sa'ad of a kadosh levracha, that in the din of moitzim mechavar al-varai, there are two gedarim. There's a din of muhzuk, hachra vadois, and the mamon that it's shaykh to the muhzuk. And then, there's a din tafus, that even if you can't be potzik din vadai, he's holding on to the money. So since he's holding on, he's toughest, don't be motzi the money from him. But if somebody is, since he has two people on his side, the person is motzi, he can keep the money. And really you find the yisod of this in the Tshuvas of Rabbi Kiva Eger brought by Rabbi Shlomo Hyman. So according to this now, we can say that these two dinim is the same as the two reasons that we learn from the Pasuk and the Svara. What do I mean? That the Svara of Rav Ashi, that if something hurts you go to the doctor, ha-moitzi mechaver al-varaya, is a din tafus. That you're not moitzi mamon v'makum safek. That if you have a safek, you have a din safek. You don't know who the money belongs to. So we have an hug of a suffix. This person is toughest in the money. Not vade that it's his, but he's toughest. So keep it with him. If you have a problem, go to the court and prove that it's yours and get the money. That's going to be the svar of Rav Ashi. And the pasuk of mi baal dvarim yigash eileihem, according to Reb Shmuel bar Nachmani in the Gemara Bava Kama, or mi baal dvarim, or the Sifri tzadik v'tzidko v'tovi may be rayas. So when do we need a pasuk? The pasuk teaches us a dina hogas vaday of a muhzuk. And we learn that there are two different dinim. And sometimes one is shaykh in the case where the other is not. B'makom rov, or bari v'shema, there is no svara, because the tzadim are in shakul. There's no svara to say, ha-motzi mechaber el v'raya, because the tzadim are in shakul. And yet, la-halacha, you still can't be motzi, because we hold that ain holchim b'momen acharo, and we hold that bari v'shem alav bari adif to be motzi momen me'amuchzuk. So if you have a rov on your side, or if you have bari, there's no svara, because the tzadim are not shakul, and since it's svadim aren't shakul, because you have a robe on your side, or you have a bari on your side, there's no svara to say, I'm motzi mechavel v'raya, you should get to keep it. It should be your money. So why, taka, is it not your money? Why, taka, if you have the robe on your side, the money, you're not holding on to it, he's holding on to it. But if you have a robe on your side, and you have a bari on your side, and he's only shema, why do you have to bring rayas? Not because of the svara, because out of the svara, you don't have to bring rayas. You can just keep it. Why, Taka, do you have to bring rayas? Because we have a pasuk. Because the pasuk says, midin vada, he gets to keep the money. And therefore, you're right, you have a robe, but he has a vada. You have a bari, but he has a vada. So therefore, midin the pasuk, mikarach the pasuk, you're not allowed to take the money, you have to bring rayas. Ain motzin. So that's an instance where the svara isn't shayach, and you need to come on to the pasuk. You have a robe, you have a bari, so there's no svara of motzi mechaber el bari. If something hurts, you go to the doctor. He should give you the money. You have a robe, you have a bari. We have a pasuk that tells you it doesn't matter. Ain ochem anacharo, bari v'shem la bari adif. So there, the svara isn't shayach, that a motzi mechaber el bari, but we have a pasuk that tells you a motzi mechaber el bari. And let's say you have an instance of trey trey. There's no hachura v'dois, because we said that why does he get to keep the money? Because it's hachura v'dois. You might have a robe, you might have a bari, but he has hachura v'dois that it's his. He's a muslim. But let's say you have trey trey about whom the money belongs to. Two against two, two edim against two edim. There's no hachura v'dois. So he's holding on to the money. You have two edim saying it's yours and two edim saying it's his. So you have no vadai telling you that it's his. Because we said in the case of trey trey, there's no vadai. It's on hug of suffix. So since there's no achra v'dois, what are you going to do with the money? The answer is, we have the svara of the kaiv leikeiva, that if something hurts you, you go to the doctor. Hamoitzi mechavero, all of a raya, that you have to bring the rayas. You can't be motzi mamon without him in a matzav of suffik. So that would be what we promised to do before, is say when one, where the pasuk and the svar, we said, if you have a pasuk to tell you that even in a case where you have a robe on your side, you have to bring rayas. When you're bari against his shema, you still have to bring rayas. We still say there are motzi mechal of raya. So al achas kama v'kama, where it's a suffix shakul. So what then do you need the svara for? The answer is, I'll tell you where you need the svara. If you have two edim on your side, so there you don't have the pasuk, because that's not what the pasuk is talking about. The pasuk is talking about a hachorah v'dais, that it's definitely his, and you definitely have to bring rayas. That I'm both a chavar over rayas, because it's vaday his. Because as we said, The pasuk is telling you, hanhogas vaday of machzik. But let's say that hanhogas vaday of machzik isn't shaykh. When is that hanhogas vaday of machzik not shaykh, where it's shrei utshrei? So what do you do there that the pasuk isn't talking about? There you need to come onto the svara of the kaiv lekeiva. And we said the opposite case. That if you have a rove on your side, where it's not shrei utshrei, you have a rove and you have a bari, so that's not what the pasuk is talking about. Well, you have a rove or you have a bari. Because that is not a you have a rove or you have a bari. That is what the pasuk is talking about. That's the achora svada. That even though you have a rove and you have a bari, we still have a anhoga svadai that it belongs to him. And a motzimecha rove varaya. So there the svara isn't shayach of the kaiv like Eva, because it's talking about you have a rove and you have a bari. And that's not, Ravashi didn't say a svara in such an instance, because he holds that in such an instance we taka don't say a motzimecha rove varaya. You have a robe, you have a bari, since you get to keep it. But we say no, that if you have a robe and you have a bari, we have the pasuk saying, Motzimecha robe v'raya. Because it's vaday his. But if it's shrei utshrei, where the pasuk is not talking about that, because that's not achor avadois, it's a case of suffix now, two against two, I have two edim on my side. Why should I have to be Motzimecha robe v'raya? Why should I have to bring a raya to get it out from him? There's no achor avadois that it belongs to him. The answer is because of the svara. But Taka, he's holding on to the money. And if he's holding on to the money, man the card like Eva. There we would say the svara. So that's the answer why you need both the svara and you need the pasuk. So we said a lot of big yisodas in this year. And the bottom line of this year, and we have a lot more to go, Mr. Shem, li neder, Shem should give us the koch nemoch. But is that we have a svara. For Motzimecha robe v'raya, we have a pasuk, and we found an instance where each one is relevant and the other one is not relevant. We said the pasuk is talking about achor svadai, and that the svara is talking about where it's achor safek, as we discussed, and we talked about the difference between trei utrei, where trei utrei we're still not sure, that's achor safek, you just leave it as it is. And then we said that there's achoras vaday, where you're just a regular case of muchzak. We said trei utrei is just tafus, and the person holding on to the money. But if you are holding on to the money, not trei utrei, that's considered a muchzak vaday. And the pasuk is talking about muchzak vaday, but that isn't always relevant. That it's a muchzak vaday, where it's trei utrei, and there you need the pasuk. We would need a svara to tell you a motzimecha robe v'raya. Because the pasuk isn't relevant, because the pasuk is only talking about a muchzak vaday, where it's not trei utrei. We learned some big yisodos, and we should be zochel. A little more rami, a little more velasas. Kind of kol divrei tzamos to us, so we have a main yiratzon. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.